Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70. Because we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Great. Do me a favor and introduce yourself to our audience.
Oh, okay. Sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Yue. I am the co-founder and CFO of Positive Energy Community. So we are a blockchain-based trading and investment platform to help renewable energy project developers to find funding in a faster and more efficient way. So say if you have a small size solar farm, you try to raise fund to get the project started, you can get listed on our platform and investors on the platform will be able to find you from anywhere in the world. And at the same time, we're giving investor a chance to invest in a new form of investment, which is renewable energy, which is not accessible by everyone in an easy way in the past. So we're bridging the gap. And we have a very diverse international team of seven.
Okay.
Five of them based in Singapore.
Okay.
I myself based in San Francisco right now. And we have one person, chief strategy officer based in Paris.
Oh.
Right. So
okay.
We're like Indians, Australians, French, and Chinese American like me.
Wow. Right. Okay. That's definitely a diverse team.
Yes. Right.
Which tends to be the case in the blockchain world, which I think is a fascinating turn. I love that.
That's true, yeah. I'm sure you met a lot of other startups also doing blockchain.
a lot of blockchain this
right.
week. The more ideas you have, the more different ideas and backgrounds you have, mm-hmm. the better the final idea is. And it sounds like you've got a good one here. So if I'm looking to invest in solar,
yes.
for example,
mm-hmm.
maybe I've got some property in Nevada
mm-hmm. okay.
that I'm not doing anything with,
yeah.
and maybe I want to turn that into a solar farm.
Mm-hmm.
How does this community get me there?
Oh, well, that's a good question. Actually, when I had my booth yesterday, I got approached by quite a few people asking me similar questions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from India, from Congo.
Okay.
Right,
nice.
Yeah. That's a great question. So because we're early stage right now, right, so we set the target to be small size to medium size developers, okay. which is you will have a capacity of producing anywhere between 0.5 megawatts to 20 megawatts.
Okay.
So not like single household, you put on a solar panel will be able to help you.
Right.
So it'd be a certain kind of scale. And what we can help is in different ways. So first of all, we need to analyze your project to see which stage you're at, what help you need from us.
Okay.
If you already have your, you know, expertise in the area, everything, right? And then we can just do the due diligence to evaluate your project worthiness. If it's investment grade and of the a good size, we can list it. The project on the platform. And in your case, if you have like a farm in Nevada,
okay.
you like to develop a solar farm, like you said, right? Right. So you probably need some advice, assuming you never built a solar farm before.
Let's say I've got the land.
Yeah.
I have never done anything in this space before. All I have is land. How do I get from here to...
To producing power, right? That would be a little bit more difficult and more complex than the people already with expertise. So we can provide with expertise to help you go through the process,
okay.
which would like a consultation process, advisory, and in which we'll charge advisory fee, and then we'll help you to raise fund once you get all the necessary element in place.
Okay.
We'll help you to list the project on the platform before you build anything. And then the investors would come to the platform. They will be able to see your project as well as many other projects listed. They will go through the details. And we use blockchain, use smart contract to digitalize all the due diligence process we've already performed with your project. And the investor can make a choice. And if they decide to invest in you, you'll be able to know.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we tokenize investment, of course, which is another topic.
Sure.
Right. So once you get funded, we can also help you to get scale up, get service from other third-party providers or through the team as well.
Okay.
Right.
So I've got my property.
Yeah.
I come to you. You bring me some expertise.
We could do that,
in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the stages of what you need to do.
Yeah.
And so we go through the stages. Now we're at the point where we need the money, mm-hmm. so we're going to buy stuff, we're going to install stuff, mm-hmm. we're going to hook it up to the grid, yep. there's all this.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, now we list it as an investable project.
Yes.
Investors who are interested in green tech
mm-hmm.
come to the platform.
Yeah.
They see
mm-hmm. like Scott's
in the solar desert.
Farm.
a solar farm in the desert. That okay. makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so they want to put money into it.
Yeah.
We can work out what the terms of the contract are. All of that's done through the smart contract platform.
The smart contract, we use that for due diligence process.
Okay, gotcha.
Right. So for the investment, say you have investor maybe somewhere in Canada, you want to okay. invest in you, mm-hmm. they can come to the platform and in the platform, they can enter how much money, like what terms you okay. they want to invest in your project. So it can be either in equity form or in the debt form. So
okay.
it means either they're taking certain percentage of shares in your company
sure.
to share your profit and loss in the future, or they give you a loan with a certain form, repayment
okay.
term. And then the platform, the Positive Energy Community, the platform we're building, we will tokenize that investment. What I mean by tokenize is, say, if someone want to invest $1 million
okay.
in your project,
sure.
right, $1 million may be too much. Let's see, we want to enable more investors to participate,
okay.
enable mass participation. See, if they want to invest in $100,000,
sure.
right, and then if we say one token is worth $10,000, that means they invest 10 tokens
okay.
into your project. So everything will be done automatically on the platform. And then once the investor have the token, the cash will go through you. And as an investor, he can tweet the token he had on your company, on your project, on our platform as well.
Okay.
So that means we solve two real-world problems in by using the tokenizing investment. Number one is traditionally, the investor, if they put money into a renewable energy project, the money, the cash, will be locked in for 10 years
okay.
at least.
Yeah,
so now
sense.
They have early exit possible. They can
okay.
trade a token off, somebody else want to take over the investment, they can cash out anytime. We create liquidity.
Okay.
And
without all the complexity of selling debt.
Yes, and you can difficult to find for to find somebody else.
Sure.
Right. So this is why we connect to global investor
okay.
base. Right.
So in this case, instead mm. of selling the debt of a loan, you're selling mm. the future repayment. You're the value
if it's
of
a
the
loan.
Token.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You can
I understand.
Do that
makes
right.
sense.
Yeah.
Or the
mm-hmm.
shares
the
in the
shares,
company.
Yes.
Whatever,
exactly. Depending on what
whatever
you choose.
The value of the
yes,
thing is.
Yes.
Okay. Understood.
Right. At the same time, we lower the entry barrier as well. So what I mean by we encourage mass participation, because traditionally, the single ticket size, the minimum size to put into such investment is at least 100K US dollars.
Okay.
So we can lower it down by tokenizing it. So
okay.
multiple people can invest in one project from different locations.
Okay.
Right.
Understood. So
yeah.
you don't have to find one investor
yes.
who's got the quarter
mm-hmm.
million dollars
mm-hmm.
to put into your project.
Yes.
Maybe you
mm-hmm.
can find five
yes.
that each have 50,000
mm-hmm.
or one that has 10,000 and one that has 100,000, however the breakdown is.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So in that sense, we're kind of like a crowd lending platform.
Okay.
Right. But we have more scalability.
Sure.
Right.
Okay. Where did this idea come from for you?
Oh, it's actually, I joined as number 5
okay.
employee. I mean, and then later I became the co-founder. The
okay.
initial two co-founders, they are both like long-term veteran in the industry
okay.
energy industry. And the renewables, it's been like a hot topic for many long time, right? But it's difficult to pick up because traditionally it's not cost effective. Solar, wind, it costs more than traditional fossil fuel like coal.
Right.
It just started from last year. The costs were brought down a lot dramatically.
Yeah.
So now solar and wind, they are cheaper than coal since last year.
Wow.
Yeah. So we
okay.
saw the opportunity.
If sure.
It, I mean, it satisfies your social like a social calling, right? You want to do something good for the earth, for people. You want to bring a green energy future that's
mm-hmm.
in the past. And now, same time, it's become cost effective as well. So we expect a lot more people would want to participate. And more small to medium-sized renewable energy projects will
okay.
come up all over the world. And investors want to participate in the future growth as well. So that's why it's a good timing. That's how I got started.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I joined the team because I know one of the co-founders.
Gotcha.
Right. And that's why the team, by putting together people from all different places, but each of us, we have different expertise in a certain area. Sure. Yeah.
So I see you're wearing a red badge. You're an alpha.
Yes.
We're pretty early in the process.
Very early, yes.
Where are we in the process?
Okay. We have a good news is we're doing seed stage round of funding.
Okay.
We're raising fund up to US dollar $1 million now.
Okay.
And good news is as of last month, we received our first official validation from Singapore government.
Okay.
Because headquarters in Singapore.
Right.
So it's in the terms of Singapore Founders Grant, which is a unconditional grant. The government gives only the promising startups.
Okay.
Yeah, they have faith in. So we received that grant. It's the first investment, outside investment. And same time, we had our first angel investor as well.
Nice.
Yes, and the good thing about the government grant is this is unconditional, but they have additional something else to that. It's dollar-to-dollar matching. If we raise external funding, they can match dollar-to-dollar up to $250,000.
Wow.
Let's say if you want to be my angel investor, you invest $250,000 in a project, the government will match to $250,000, another
okay.
$250,000.
Understood.
Yeah. So that's why it's one of the reasons why I'm here, to network and then to find potential investors, customers. Yeah,
got it. That was going to be my next question,
yeah.
What your goals were here.
Oh, okay.
So that works out well.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. If our viewers want to find out more about your platform and follow your corporate journey, how can they do that?
Oh, first of all, we have our website is positiveenergy.community. And then we have Twitter handle, which is positive_ENER. And same time, we LinkedIn account as well,
okay.
Positive Energy Community. Each co-founders, we have our LinkedIn profile as well. Right.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come talk to me today.
Oh, thank you so much, Scott.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great pleasure.
Hopefully, Collision's been a success for you and will continue to be.
Thank you. I certainly hope so, too.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye.